Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yaimi is Siman Tuf Nun Zayin, and we are up to Sif Beis.
Let's go.
Okay, and now, what you have to realize and appreciate is something that we've already discussed and seen, that in principle, if, let's say during the year, let's say on Sukkot, for example, if you did the kneading of the dough on Yom Tov, which in principle you're allowed to do, because it's a Sarech Yom Tov, so you kneaded the dough, and you bake the dough, because again, you want to make a fresh challah on Yom Tov. You could do that. You could also be mafresh challah, because since you're kneading the dough then, and it brings you to the chiyuv of challah on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to go ahead and be mafresh. The only thing we saw yesterday, that's what we discussed yesterday, was that if the chiyuv of challah came before Yom Tov, that's a problem, because if it comes before Yom Tov, then you could have been mafresh. You had the chiyuv before, and you could have been mafresh before. So that's a problematic. You can't go ahead and be mafresh then. Okay. Let's say you kneaded the dough, not on Sukkot, but on the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's going to cause some serious issues, as we're going to see in this sip. And just as a little bit of an intro, you have to appreciate the following. See, what would you do if it was Sukkot? What you do in Sukkot is you knead the dough. You'd be mafresh the challah from the dough, the yechayev. On Yom Tov, you can do that. And then what would you do with the dough? You'd save it for a later time. And since, again, there's no kohanim that you're giving to eat it, so the only thing you could do is go ahead and burn it. You freeze it away, and then you burn it with the chametz or something like that at a later time. You burn it. It becomes tameh, you burn it. No problem. Problem is, you can't burn it on Yom Tov. You can't even go ahead and bake it on Yom Tov, because no one could eat it. So, that's okay on Sukkot. You just wait for a later time. But why can't you leave the dough around on Pesach? It's going to rise. So that's what we're going to see right now. Sif Beis. Halosh Isa B'Yom Tov Shel Pesach. A guy goes ahead and he kneads the dough on Yom Tov of Pesach. Lo Yikra Shem Lechala Ad Shetayafe. You do not go ahead and give it the status. You don't say Harezu Chala. You don't give it the status of Chala until after it's baked. Why? Sheim yikra la shame, because if you establish it as chala, that which you separated, you gave it the status of chala, you're in big trouble. Number one, ein rashai lafosa. You can't bake it because it's not letzorech ochel nefesh. It's not letzorech at all. What's the tzorech? No one can eat it. Okay? V'nyani chena kach, and if you go ahead and you leave it, tachmitz, it's going to become chametz. Ve eino Rashoi Lisarfa Biyomtov. And you can't go ahead and burn it on Yom Tov. And therefore, what you ultimately have to do is you have to wait until it's baked, and then you give it the status of challah. Then you give it the status of challah after it was already baked, because when it's being baked, okay, it's all part of being baked. You're baking your matzahs for eating. Then obviously you have to take off the challah afterwards, because you can't go ahead and eat it without being mafresh the matzah. So you're going to do it from when it gets the status. Okay. You're going to give the status only after it's already baked. And that would avoid all the problems. Then you can just keep it around that piece for a later time. Look what he says here. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat on Yudalad. Lo yikra shem. It's on a lomar. What this means to say is, shem rotzi lahafresh uga ketana l'chalat. If he wants to go ahead and still be mafresh and separate it when it's in the dough, and he wants to take a little small portion of the dough, that's what he means, uga ketana l'chala, he wants to take a little piece of the dough for chala, tzarech lizayir, he has to be careful, shelo yikra l'shem chala kodem aviyasa. He has to make sure that he doesn't go ahead and designate his chala before it is baked. Ella, what does he do? Yikra'ena uga. Uga. Oh, matzah. You call it uga. That's a nice uga. Or you call it matzah, but don't call it chala. V'gam shelo yiyeh b'machshav aso, and also you got to be careful not to have in your das shetachul aleha that it has on it the status of kedushas chala ad acharaf yasa. In other words, your machshava has to be a machshava that it should not, you should have in mind that you do not want it to have the status of chala until after the afiyah, because you might go ahead like this, you're going to go and you're going to separate. Oh, I'm separating and I'm thinking that it's challah. That's enough. Once you're separating and in your mind you're thinking that it's challah, that's the equivalent. You don't need a verbalization. You could get the status of challah even with the das alone. That's what he says. The kedushas trumas umaisros, because the kedusha of trumos and maisros, which chala is part of that same kedusha, hu al yedei dibor o machshava levad. That could be done either through dibor or even with machshava. Kimavuar b'shulchan aruch yardei, is spelled out in shulchan aruch yardei asim shulam alaf. V'ena rotsa klal. Now, if you want to play it safe, ena rotsa klal lefos uga. If you don't want to go ahead and just separate the dough and bake a separate piece of dough specifically for challah, so what could you do? As we've seen before, Eliyofes stam. You bake all the dough as matzah stam. The achar kach, and afterwards, yafrish matzah achas. Afterwards, you could then separate out one matzah, or chaticha achas matzah, or a piece of one of the matzahs, al kulam, for all them, b'shvil chala. What's interesting is, we saw the other day that l'chadchila, you should always be try to be mafrish from the dough and shouldn't wait for baking. But it sounds like from here, since you're going to wait for baking anyway to give it the chala shame, so it sounds from here that you don't have to do that. You can just go ahead and l'chadchila, bake it all and separate after you bake it. In other words, normally, the ideal way to be mafrish challah is to be mafrish challah min ha'isa, to go ahead when it's still in its dough and be mafrish. And it says only b'diavet, if you forgot, then you go ahead and you mafrish after you bake. Right? Here it sounds like he's saying if you don't want to go ahead and be mafrish that from the dough and then bake it specifically for that particular piece of dough and then just give it to shame after, don't even do that whole shtick. Just bake it all and then be mafrish. Okay, from after it's baked, from one of the matzahs on all the rest of the matzahs from that batch. As he says, "Gam king shaper dami." It sounds like it's just lechatchila. Ve'ofen afrasha la'achar afia, and how you do the afrasha after baking, that we already explained. Karnes bar le'el b'sif katan zayin. We already discussed that yesterday or 2 days ago in sif katan zayin. We now move. 2 days ago was really 5 days ago because it's Thursday. But then again, it might be 2 days ago because we really did Moshe Shabbos. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, so we're up to Sif Katan Pesvav. Ein Arashoy Le'efosa. It's not permitted. You're not permitted to go ahead and bake it, right? You know, if you already gave it the status of challah, you can't bake it. Why not? Kevan she'ein ba'fiyazu tzorech ochel nefesh. Since when you're baking it, it's not for anyone's eating, it's not tzorech ochel nefesh. It's not even for any tzorech, because you can't do anything with it. The only thing could be done is burnt. But dafke gishabalav karalu shame. Then he says, this is specifically when the owner gave it the shame. Aval be'acher afal pi shekore la shame leslamba. If there's anyone else who gives it a shame, that doesn't do anything. De'ein la'acher v'shus lezrob, because no one else has the ability to go ahead and give it the status to be tired. Okay, you guys who might remember this sugya from Beis Amid Beis in, I don't know if whoever learned the first parak, Beis Amid Beis in the sugya of Erecha Nemen B'Yisurin, so he has the whole sugya there of being Tarim Al Shel Chavero. But anyway, Ule'inyan Mishareses Babayis, and with respect to someone's maid in the house, or someone who's working for you in the house, the butler, the maid, the kitchen worker, so there, he says, it's not so simple as to whether or not they can go ahead and be kareshem. Ayin b'yoredeya simon shin chav chav ba'achronim. He says, check out there, because there the Ramah deals with it, and he says there that the workers could be take off challah without the rishus, since it is normal for them to go ahead and do that and given rishus because they work in the kitchen and they're the ones helping out making the yummy challah, so they can take the challah for the yummy challah. Weiter sif katan tes zayin. Tachmitz. So he says here that if it's left around, you can't bake it because it's not tzorech ochel nefesh. You can't bake it on Yom Tov. On the other hand, you can't leave it around because it's going to become chametz. Tachmitz. The afal gav de hekdeshu ve'eino shalom. Remember this from last year. Even though this is hekdesh and hekdesh is not yours to be over by yirah, by yamatzei, mikol makom, you're going to be over by yirah. Mikol makom, over by yirah. Why? Ho'il v'i'i'i'boi mitchel alev avichu. Because this is the type of hekdesh and kachim that you can be matir neder. It's a status of neder, therefore you can be matir neder and take away the status of challah and bring it back to chulin. So since latent in this is the ability to bring it out of challah and back to the status of what, right? Take it out of the status of Kedushas Chala. Chala is the status of Truma. Kedushas Chala. And bring it back into Chulin. So therefore, there's always that Bal Yirah, Bal Yematzeh, because in principle, he can go ahead and reverse that Hekdesh. So he still is connected up to that Hekdesh. Exactly the lumdus of it, Ian Shear. You can go listen on Vayu Torah, Vayter Yud Zayin, or BrachaRishona.com. Get all the shiurim. All the shiurim up there. Sifkot and Yud Zayin. Ve'eino Rashoy. So then he says, not only that, you can't go ahead and burn it on Yom Tov. Perish. Why can't you burn it on Yom Tov? Tilasrof miyad kodem shetachmitz gam kein eino yachol, to burn it right away before it becomes chametz. You can't do that because the halacha ain't surfing kachim b'yom tov. You can't go ahead and burn the kachim yom tov. The question is, why can't you do that? It's actually a mitzvah if you have we're all tamei meis and things like that. So if you have kachim shenitma, it's actually a mitzvah to go ahead and burn it. So why can't you burn it? Because the basic word is that the sreifas kachim, Gemara explains, this is Gemara in Shabbos, could be next year, I bet. Sarfim kachim, shenitma'u, is a mitzvah ase. You can, if you burning the kachim that became tameh, like challah, say became tameh, it's a mitzvah ase, but there's still what? There's still an ase and a los ase here. The ase here is tishbos, and the los ase is the malacha of burning. So an ase is docha los ase, but at a, it's not doche, okay? An ase is not doche, elos ase, the ase. And therefore, you're not allowed to burn kachim. You're not allowed to burn kachim because, again, this is not l'tzorech ochel nefesh. All you're going to have is the ase. So if it was only elos ase, it's ase doche, elos ase. But this would be ase doche, elos ase, the ase. And therefore, what? Tishbos. The malacha is malacha, and every malacha also has tishbos. Okay? I was also singing last year. You had in psuchim. Okay? Weiter. Let's move weiter. So, he then, let's continue on. The Im Shachach, back in the Shulchan Aruch. Im Shachach v'kara l'shem. What happens if you blew it? You were mafrish when it was in the dough on Yom Tov. And now, oh my gosh, I was just mafrish, and now I'm in trouble. I messed up. I didn't have halacha. Every Yom Tov, I do the dough, and then I go ahead, I need the dough, and I'm mafrish challah. And I leave it, and I bake it. But here, I didn't know the halacha. I forgot. I was mafrish. Not only was I mafish, I gave it the status of challah. It's in its dough. What do I do? Can't bake it? Can't keep it around? Can't burn it? So, what do? Yatilena l'tzaynein. You put it in cold water, v'yimne'ena milahachvitz. And that will hopefully prevent it from becoming chametz because you put it in cold water. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Yatilena chiyot ches. So, why not always do it this way? What's the problem? Saval chadchila, no. Lo yismoch ala itzazu. You can't rely on this. L'chadchila, l'kroshem chala, to give it the status of chala ba'ode isa, u'latila l'tzonein. You can't rely on this shtick, right? Because then you can just, why not just go ahead and be mafrish from the isa? That would be ideal. And you just put it in a cold bowl of water. So then you can't do that. T'chayshin shem lo yizara yafa, because maybe you're not going to be so careful. Sh'yomayin tzainanin. Okay, you're not going to be so careful, possibly, that the water is sufficiently cold to keep it from being machmitz. Here you have no choice. This is what you do. By the way, the post can bring up the following issue, Bizman Hazeh, where you'd be allowed, now that we have freezers, so then maybe just go ahead, you know, and lechatchila, be mafrish. Pesachei Tshuvos deals with this. Okay, today, lechatchila, be mafrish from the Isa, and just immediately put it in the freezer, and it's not going to, no, it's a shayla in the post. It
doesn't freeze solid in 18 minutes.
Yeah, some say yes, others say no, because who says that the freezer will work that way? Like, as you said, you put it in the freezer, that takes time for it to, freeze. Like, you know, water, you put it right in, it's cold water, and even that, we don't say you should do a chatzila. Anyway, sifkat on yutzes, litzonin, ukesheroa shahamayim mischamim mitzas, you see that the water is warming up a shtickle, b'yamda mabayis, by staying in the house, yizar lachlifam, you have to be careful to flip the water, b'mayim sonin, to keep putting it into cold water, to prevent it from becoming chametz. What a big hassle that is. Okay, but that's what you gotta do. Got no choice, because you blew it, because you weren't a Yomi guy. You thought you could be mafrish chala on Yom Tov of Pesach, like you could be mafrish chala on Yom Tov of Sukkot.
How long do you need to do that for?
What?
How long do you need to do that?
Till Havdalah, and then you bake it. Okay, weiter. Okay.
I missed the whole
Seder. Well, burn it. You burn it. After. Okay, you have the other. Weiter. Let's now go into the Ramah. And now this is important, very important, interesting, halacha l'maaseh stuff. So, Now, the Shulchan Aruch, as we're going to see, is talking about challah from Eretz Yisrael. So challah from Eretz Yisrael, there is nothing that can be done in terms of the challah, because no Kohen is allowed to eat challah of Eretz Yisrael. No Kohen is allowed to eat it, because to eat challah of Eretz Yisrael, you have to be, okay, tahor from Tamei Meis. And today we're all Tamei Meis until we get to Paraduma, right? We're all Tamei Meis. And therefore, challah is Eretz Yisrael. There's no Eitzah in terms of feeding the challah to anyone. However, in Chutz La'aretz, okay, the only thing you have to be concerned with in Chutz La'aretz, challah's Chutz La'aretz, feeding it to a Kohen, is that the Kohen is not a Baal Keri. The Kohen is a Baal Keri, then he can't eat it. But Tumas Meis does not prevent one from eating challah's Chutz La'aretz. So now watch the Ramah, who, okay, was in Chutz La'aretz, Shulchan Aruch was talking Eretz Yisrael, and now comes the Ramah talking Shmutz La'aretz. He goes, in Yesh Kayin Katan Shalom Ra'a Keri, he says, and if you can find a Kohen who's a Yungalite, who has yet to reach puberty and has not come to Keri, okay? Oh, Gadol, or an adult, Shetaval L'Kerio, who went and was Tovel, went to the mikvah for his Tumas Keri, Mutarim Lafos Achala Bishvilo, you would be able to, on Yom Tif, go ahead, separate, and bake challah for him and feed it to him. Because then it would be the Tzarech Ochal Nefesh of the Kayin. No problem. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katam Chaf, Im Yesh Kohen, HaMechaber Mayri Bechalas Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaber is talking about Chal in Eretz Yisrael, She'ena Necheles LeKohanim Bezman Hazeh, which we don't feed to Kohanim nowadays, She'kulanu Tamei Mesim, because we're all Tamei Mes. V'nitma Chala, and the Chala thus is automatically Tamei, V'asura L'achil, and it's usher to go ahead and feed it Afilu LeKohen Tar, even to a Kohen Tar, because he's the Chal is Tamei Mes, Kohen Tamei Mes. Okay, so even if he's tahor from Keri, ain't gonna help. Ulefichach aser lefoso biyom tov bichol gavne, and therefore it's aser to bake it on yom tov regardless, no matter what, because he can't feed it to anybody. Ba'alkein lo iskir pratim elu. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, didn't spell out what the Ramah just spelled out. However, the Ramah here, the Hagah, Mayri, he's talking about Bechalas Chutzlaretz. He's talking about the Chalin Chutzlaretz. She'ena Asura Elalami, She'tuma Yokza Elav Migufa. He's only talking about, okay, in Chutzlaretz, it's only Asur to someone who has a Tuma that comes out of the Guf, namely Kagon Zav, O Balkari. Yeah, we don't have Zav today, but we have Balkari today. Aval Kohen Atar Mizavu Mikari. But a Kohen who is Tar from Zav Mikari, Kagon Kohen Katan, like a Katan who's Pachas Mi Ben Tesha Shanim, the Yom Echad. Any katan who is not 9 years old, she'eno matame, he bechlal is not matame bekeri. The gam min astam lo ra ziva, and astam he did not see any ziva. Kevachu who pachas mi ben teisha. Oh, gadol or a gadol that was tovel for his keri. Rashai lechol chalas chutz laaretz kemo shekasa biyardei asimun shin chavveis. In principle, a kohen who is tovel for keri can eat chalas chutz laaretz. Lefichach, therefore, kasav harama. Therefore, the Rama writes, dimyesh kohen katan v'chule da av shekara l'shem chala. Rashai lefos av biyonto. Therefore, that's what the Rama says. If you have a kohen katan, even if you makare shem challah, you can go ahead and bake it on Yom Tov. Sharei ruuya la'achila Israel la'achila to a kohen katan or to a kohen who is tovel for keri. Right? Sifkat mechafalav or shegad or gadol shetevel lekeriyo or gadol who was tovel for keri. Return alomar afal pishal oyer riv shibshov. This is even if he did not normally for a full blown tahara of a bal keri, he has to wait. This is goes to learn brachas. He has to wait till what's called Harev Shemsho. He has to wait until not only after he was Tivel, but also after he went ahead and wait. You know, again, it was Tefillah Bayom, and he has to wait until evening. He's saying here, even though Lo Harev Shemsho, he can go ahead, for him, you'd be able to go ahead and do it. And even though he's not Torah Lagamre, because he didn't go ahead and wait till sunset, till nightfall. Still, the word is, since he was Tovel, he's not any more Chamor than Chazal say, than a Tamei Meis. And therefore, he would be able to go ahead and already eat. After Tevila already, he'd be able to go ahead and eat Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Right? He can't eat Truma until Daraisa, Chal Daraisa, until Harev Shimsho. But Chalas Chutz La'aretz, he'd be able to go ahead and eat. And a person should be careful to eat it immediately if he's a kayin after his tefillah, and he should not go to the bathroom and relieve himself. Number one, between the tevila and the achila of the challah. Shema yatil mayim chalukim o achurim, because he might go ahead and see urine that is a little, you know, dark, sheyesh ben, any type of urine that has a chash that might be keri mixed up in there, via asr lechol, therefore he'd be asr lechol challah zu ad sheyachzor v'yitvol. He wouldn't be able to go ahead and eat the challah until he went ahead and did tevila again. Sif katan, v'yesh omrim. Back to the Ramah. V'yesh omrim she'ein machilin challah b'zman hazeh l'shum kohen. There are those that say, we do not feed challah to any kohen nowadays. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Beis, she'ein machilin, she'ein machzikin oisayki kohen vadai. Because we can't go ahead and presume anyone is a vadai kohen. Dilma nischala achas me'imotav. Maybe there was a ancestor that was a chalala, whom we call makom adina. Still, halach l'maisa, das harav, the das of the Ramah is kedei arishon. Like the first opinion, tenostin l'katan o l'gadol. You can give chala to a katan or a gadol. That was tovel l'keri. That was tovel l'keri. This is the shach in yaridea simon shin chavav chavbeis ostes. Because of the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim writes, when we call Makom Lorisi Lenoi Kenaf Pesach, the Prima Gadim writes, we never find anyone who's no way this way, even on Pesach, even though it can be done. When Medina Sena Yish Beis Makomos, he says, in our Medinos, there are some places, Shenos the Kohen, that they do give it to a Kohen who's a Gadol Shetavu Lekari of Pesach, Dafka on Pesach, they do it. V'ayim V'magin Avram, Shekaz Atam Lama Dafka V'Pesach HaMinag Litzen. And V'magin Avram writes, why the Minag is only to do this on Pesach? If you can bake it and feed it to a Kohen, why not go ahead and do it? Like, why is it only a minhag to do on Pesach? I ain't sham, he says, the Magen Avram. And finally, Yesh Omrim, the Mutter B'Yom Tov, Lish Pachos, Mikashir, Kedil Tov, Atzvah, Menachala. The last Yesh Omrim is that it's Mutter on Yom Tov to go ahead and to need less than the shear in order to pater atzmo, to pater himself from challah, to avoid any of these issues. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, B'Yom Tov, Shal Pesach, on Yom Tov Pesach, Ubeir Agrar, Mefak, Vekalzeh. Ubeir Agrar says, not so fast, Shaldowski. Why? Because, again, in general, with halacha, you're not allowed to go ahead and you know, make dough, and in principle, to avoid the mitzvah schala. So here, it's a shaila, because he's doing it not to so much to avoid the mitzvah of chala, he's doing it so he doesn't run into the trouble of, you know, what to do with the chala on Pesach because of the chametz issue. So that's gufa shaila, and therefore, not so pasha. Adkan.